Hey everybody, this is Daryl with AfterBuzz TV. I was recently looking to buy a car and thought to myself, there has to be a better way. It's such a stressful process. That's when my friend told me about a new way to buy a car. It's called TrueCar.com. At TrueCar.com, you can actually see what others pay for the car you're looking for in your area, so you know when you're getting a great price. Because at TrueCar.com, you get a savings certificate, and you just take that savings certificate to a TrueCar.com certified dealer, so you don't need to worry about the hassle and anxiety of the old way to buy a car. And TrueCar.com users save an average of $3,000 off the MSRP. So seriously, if you're ready to buy a car, why wouldn't you go to TrueCar.com? Negotiation-free guaranteed savings, a hassle-free experience, and a TrueCar certified dealer that is committed to a new and better way to buy a car. Come on, save time, save money, and never overpay. Visit TrueCar.com today.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good,
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Vampire Diaries After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Vampire Diaries After Show.
Who did this?
I'm going to guess Steven. They all came to this.
Apparently it's the theme song
to
the show that doesn't even have a theme song.
I did a metal rocker once.
How'd that go?
Where do you think? Look at me now.
Look at you now. Obviously it worked out marvelous because you're looking good.
Wait. Thanks, Tim.
Do we always have lights this color in here?
Shine bright like a diamond.
Like,
yo, what up, AfterBuzz? It's your boy DJ Jesse J here in studio for The Vampire Diaries, Season 5, Episode 20, What Lies Beneath.
She's like so soft.
You guys, I love it in here today.
I'm joined by these fools over here, my lovely, beautiful co-host, Roxy Stryer.
Hello. Happy to be here, but really sad because...
Because our beautiful, lovely co-host, Megan Medic, who we've only had for such a short time, and we've loved having you here. Unfortunately, but for positive reasons, will no longer be joining us after today.
I can't believe we're already doing it. Like, I'm gonna cry. It's right at the beginning of the show.
I know, and we also don't usually accept people into our crew so easily. You know, it's usually like, you can't sit with us, but you can sit with us. And,
thanks, guys.
And now
Roxy,
you're not sitting
this
with
is
us?
Your first no. season, so it, calm down.
Seriously, that's true. Has been so fun.
Jesse throwing me the most shade.
Moving on. What really lies beneath. Just kidding.
Woo.
Oh.
Love
Delana.
All right.
How are you going to leave us? We're going to kill each other when you leave us
I know.
Alone.
I'm like, I'm kind of scared. I'm scared.
The voice of reason.
Well, I'm scared for Tyler because we started the episode out with this damn girl on top of him.
Molested.
Right. I'm Maria.
Maria the Molester.
Maria the Molester.
Yeah, but then we find out they're married, so she's not really
but
a molester.
Still, like, it's still not his buddy. Like, what was she going to do, like F another D that's not her husband?
I mean, that's kind of the dream.
Like,
it's still your husband, but in Tyler's body.
Like, yeah, Tyler's body is so good.
Yes, please.
That's a really lame cheat excuse. Like, babe. I thought you were in that person's body.
I'm going to use that. No, I'm just kidding. I would never do that. So.
Okay.
No, I really wouldn't. I don't even have a boyfriend to do that to.
I know. We're so all out.
I'm really confused with this, like, the power of the werewolf situation. Because then we see Tyler's turning into this werewolf. Maria goes running out to get
help. He
did
that on purpose, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he turned on purpose.
He turned to get out.
Yeah.
But so then we see he jumped out at them. None of them are hurt. Like, he just ran away. Like,
you could have,
like, a one battle wound in someone. Like, you're a hybrid.
Like,
you could have just been like...
Sick opening, though.
Yeah.
Like, sick opening.
Yeah, that
right
was.
Right into the vampire.
Thing. Yeah.
That was very cool.
Yeah. I think that he just, like, wanted to get out, you know, and, like, spill what he had to say. I thought that he was going to kill some people and, like, have a little fight. But I think that he just was like, I can't risk it. Like, I just got to get out.
Mm-hmm. I don't even think any of those thoughts went through his mind. I just think he was like, bye. Like, he wasn't trying to wound it. He was just trying to get out of
there. I'm a werewolf now, so I'm just going to step on out.
Yeah. But, okay.
Thanks for the hospitality.
Now that he has the power to decide when to turn, does he have the power to decide when to turn back?
Yeah.
Into a human?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's just like, wolf, human. Mm-hmm. Okay, so then he should...
the little hybrid that could.
It's so funny because I always want to call him Little Wolf, but that's Haley's name. That's what Klaus calls Haley. So Tyler's not Little Wolf. He's the big bad wolf. But he's...
The big bad wolf.
The big bad wolf. You taught me that.
The big bad wolf. I don't know who taught you that one.
You did. I said, you taught me that this thing...
All right.
Well, yeah, that's way for another too cool song, for me. That's way
another
too
show.
Cool for me.
We'll leave it on that one.
Sorry.
All right. So Damon, Stefan, and what's his name? Luke.
Yeah.
Are Luke. Liz's brother. They're talking about this locator spell. Tyler comes running in, tells them about Marcos and the spell about the witches. And
why don't we have Liz there? Why do we have Luke there?
Well, she was spelling something out. The last time we saw Liv. Don't worry. Yeah. I wasn't even gonna talk to you guys.
Yeah,
you I was just gonna say it.
They will at home.
And hope that you guys caught on. last time we saw her, she was telling Bonnie basically to say goodbye. So maybe she just needed a little time out to go back to her colony of witches, coven, and see
the pilgrims.
And I'm with see you. Like, okay, here's what's happening. Here's what's up. But
okay.
But Luke didn't need to go with her. Like, is Luke more powerful, I'm wondering? Or he has different powers?
Well, they probably are similar, but he just is more reserved.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a really ignorant question because I know that we know the answer, but I get confused with the witches' world. So, there's a voodoo witch, and there's a nature witch, or somebody who pulls from the earth, right? Those are the two kinds?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like Bonnie's mom used to be.
And... Liv and Luke are nature witches, so they get their powers from the earth, and they are from the same coven. And it's fine that he's a guy and she's a girl.
We've established that there are many guy witches that we've seen,
right? But
you guys at home were very, very good about telling us that there were tons of guys.
No, absolutely, that they're guy witches. But I'm saying that they're in the same coven and they both pull from the earth. It's not like one does one. It's not like in the same coven one can be a voodoo and one can be.
You can't have a voodoo in the same coven.
So they're both pulling all their
energy
from the earth.
Except American Horror Story for that one season.
Yeah. Oh, right. With Precious.
Yes.
Okay. So they're Precious. So they're both pulling from the earth, but she's gone. So he's protecting them at the doorstep tonight.
Yeah. He's using the reverse locator spell to hide them.
Okay. Got it.
So,
with you.
All right. Then we go to this. They go to a cabin in the woods to hide, get away from these travelers. And then we see this weird thing between Stefan and Elena. They're like trying to keep this secret, but they're being really obvious about being weird around each other.
Well, first of all, why the heck would they hide them together? Like, jackpot for the travelers. Like, they need both of their blood. Separate them and protect them.
Well, that's why I'm asking where Liv is, because wouldn't you think Luke would take one and Liv would take the other?
Yeah, so that's just ridiculous on their parts. But the camaraderie back and forth, like, I just don't even know what to think about it anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know if, like, it excites me because I feel like I'm constantly mad at Elena. And I don't know, like, where she's coming from and, like, where does she draw the line between, like, I'm just your friend, JK. I'm flirting with you because I'm Elena. Like, where's that line?
No, it's a really good question. And I want to ask you guys, obviously it's different for me, but I want to ask you guys, as Stelena fans, do you kind of feel like Vampire Diaries is dicking with you? Like, do you feel like they're messing with you, always having them together like that?
Yeah, just like I feel like Delana fans felt that they were being dicked around with at the beginning, too, you know?
I don't feel like that because I feel like Delana is going to end up together. Do you guys still feel like Delana is going to end up together?
Yeah.
Oh, you do?
Yeah,
oh, but never mind. I just thought that
everybody
was... I think
that there's going to have to be, like, some serious, serious changes because right now, to be completely honest, like, I'm Stelena endgame for sure, but right now, I feel like if Stefan would get together with her, I'd be like... Bro, you're better than that.
Right.
Like, she has been, like, she totally dicks with him and
I thought everybody was on the same page that Delaney was going to end up.
Endo?
No, I thought
Endgame?
No, I did not that you wanted that, but that you thought that was going to happen because to me it's so clear. So it's
confusing. How is it so clear? We are. I don't think Vampire Diaries is ending. I don't think it's ending next season.
No,
I just because of where we are, I do not. Unless she ends up with nobody, there is in my mind no zero possible way that she could end up with Stefan. So. I'm not even saying necessarily that she ends up with Damon, but there's no way she can end up with Stefan. So I feel like they're just messing with you guys. Because I don't think that there's any way they could end up together.
I don't know. I just feel like, in my mind, the love is so epic that all this stuff happening is tests. To really test. And yeah, okay, maybe Marcos wants to say the doppelganger thing isn't really true.
Mm-hmm.
But in the end, I don't know, I just feel like their love is going to be the true love that outlasts all of the myths, all of that.
Oh, that's crazy.
Well, I do.
It's healthy, it's normal, and Stefan has never done anything, like, to hurt Elena. Like, he's totally stayed face and stayed cool, while Damon has not. He's like, I mean, when you have to choose, in your real life, if you had to choose between the perfect guy who has never hurt you and has always loved you and been so kind to all of your friends.
I choose Damon 10 out of 10 times.
Are you in a relationship?
No. Okay, well, I don't really know why you threw me that shade.
No, but meaning like, no, we, because I go for the Damons too.
No,
but
I'm
at
not
the
saying,
end of the day,
yeah,
is,
I'm not saying that.
I'm not saying that I would right now, as who I am, go for the Damon. I'm saying I would rather end up with somebody like Damon than somebody like Stefan.
But
somebody
why?
That I made into a better person that I felt like I. Because here's the thing, in my opinion, do you care?
Yeah,
or
yeah,
do
yeah.
you want to just make fun of me for
I'm
being
not,
single?
I'm just drinking my wine.
I'm just kidding. I love
single
you.
Too.
I know you are. I love you. Okay. Damon, in my opinion, Stefan could fall in love with many different people. And he's such an amazing guy that there isn't necessarily the one for him, because he could end up with a lot of different types and still be an amazing guy. Damon has a person out there for him, I believe. And I think that it's Elena. So I would rather be somebody's person who makes them better.
So Stefan doesn't have a person out there that he's going to be in love with?
No, I'm not saying he's not going to be in love with a person. I'm saying he has many people he could be in love with.
Which I think at this point he deserves.
Yeah, he absolutely does deserve to find that. I just think that I would rather be with somebody that I felt like I was the one for as opposed to a one for.
See, I'm looking at the picture.
You sunk my battleship.
When I think A1. Stelena and Delaina, I feel like right now with Stelena, what we're getting is almost like it's a bigger version of what we got with Delaina. With Delaina, we wanted, you know, Damon to prove us wrong and change for Elena.
Right.
But in the end, the bigger story to me in my Stelena freakazoid mind, that's what's happening with Stelena. Stefan and Elena have been hurt by each other so bad that now they're just weird, and it's weird, and Stefan has to learn to not care as much. And, you know, but still care about Elena. And Elena needs to learn to not depend and always go toward. And I feel like Damon is teaching Elena that, and other people are teaching Stefan that. And it will eventually lead back to, you know what, this works.
You think they're just people on their paths to being together. So is it more difficult for you guys then, if you do believe Stelena is going to end up together, to have Caroline thrown into this mix?
Well, that's my
right
question
now.
For you guys. With Caroline tonight, I'm confused with the writers as far as what they're doing with Caroline.
Yeah.
Did you guys take it as Caroline is head over heels for Stefan and, you know, wants something there? Or did you take it more like Alexi approach, like, I'm your friend. I didn't sleep with you. Why aren't
definitely
you trusting me?
Definitely the former.
No, yeah, totally. I think that Stefan is taking the Lexi approach with her, and she's taking the, I like this guy now, so I'm going to, like, interject myself into him and Elena's conversation. I'm going to interject myself into this. I'm going to get drunk, and I'm going to act out a little bit, and I'm going to, like, get at Elena.
See,
like, she likes it. If, like, girls, when they get drunk, they're going to act out if they see something that they don't like. So she started getting a little drunk, and that's why she acted out. Trust me, I did it this weekend. Boom. Like, blow my brains
baby
out.
Baby been there.
Ugh, like, sorry, I'm sad.
No, too many times.
I know. Like, they're going to see, if they see, like, that's why she said something, and she brought it up and was so confident about it. Like, if she was, had a Lexi approach with Stefan, she would have just been like, okay, like that's cool. Like, they maybe.
Because I almost was wondering if she felt like she was mad at Elena, like, stop hurting him.
I know what you're
in
saying.
In that sense of it. First.
I think that's part of it, too. And I agree with half of what you're saying completely. But the half that I don't agree with was, I think that Stefan's having feelings for Caroline, too. Instead of taking the Lexi approach with her, I'm starting to see him having legitimate feelings for her. And honestly, I know that you guys are very anti it. And I, as much as you guys love Stelena, you know I love Caroline. Like, Caroline's my...
We love that, too.
But I like them better than I even like Delana. Like, Caroline's my favorite couple to come out of this show. So it's very hard for me to see Caroline with somebody else. And I thought that I would hate Caroline and Stefan, but I didn't tonight. I was almost like, ooh, I could see this going somewhere. And it was a really weird thing, and still Caroline for life. But I don't know. I kind of felt the vibes. And, you know, people who end up giving that wedding speech and they're like, how lucky am I to marry my best friend? Like, I could see that. I could see it from them. And I was like, ooh, I had no idea we were going here. I thought I would hate it, but I don't right now. So I guess I'm just along for the ride.
I wasn't, you know, the one, actually, Stefan is the reason that made me feel like, oh, maybe they are going to go in the romance direction. Mm-hmm. For when Stefan to say to her, there was that moment where he was talking to Caroline, he realized, oh, she's affected by this. How do I make her happy? And he said, what did he say?
The things that I tell you that I don't tell Elena.
That part, and then also... You know, and in reality, I just didn't want you to look at me differently, right. Like in a negative light. When he said that, then I was like, oh, God, Julie.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's not go there.
That was my moment for him. And my moment for her was when Elena was like, what was that? And she's like, I don't know. You know, I think she's really going through something, like sitting there being like, swallow this. What am I doing?
I mean, you've been in so many bad relationships. It's like then when you finally see this guy who's doing all these nice things, you know, I'm sure she is getting cloudy. And I hope it gets to the point where Stefan says, I know why you're doing this. And you have to really think about it. You're getting close to me. You're getting attached to me. But it's a friendship. We can't do that.
Do you think that's going to happen or that's what you want?
I want that. Honestly, just for friendship-wise, like, I just don't... I'm a person that, like, if my friend had, like, a serious situation with somebody, I don't care if that is the love of my... That has been tainted.
Yeah.
And it would have to take my friend to be like, no, I want you guys together. Yeah. You guys are perfect. It would have to take that. And I don't see Elena coming out with the damn...
Elena wants her cake and she wants to eat it, too, for sure. And I don't think that she'll support that ever. She really doesn't have the right.
Well, I think she would support, pretend to support.
But also, Caroline also dated Matt. Let's not forget. She dated Matt and Elena dated him too. So.
And she was having sex with Damon forever.
That's true.
So, I don't know. I just think that even if Elena gave permission and was like, oh, girl, it's fine. Go ahead. Secretly in her head, she'd be like, I just think that Caroline is kind of for Bonnie. Like,
I definitely saw jealousy written all over Caroline's face. The second I saw her in this episode, like, I just saw jealousy all over her. But I also think that she's getting to a point where she's like, why Elena? Why always Elena one step ahead of me?
Oh.
You know, I think that she's becoming that, like.
You think this is more about Elena than Stefan?
No. I think that it's a part of it. I think that this is about Stefan, but it's transitioning into... Because her first question was, never have I ever kissed a Salvatore, bro, like, today. Like, so I think that she's just becoming like, so why did Matt choose Elena first? Why did Damon have to... Like, why did Stefan have to choose Elena? And now Damon wants Elena. Like, now I'm just sitting here pretty, and I've been with all these people, and I want now Stefan, but he still wants Elena. I think that she's just kind of getting jealous of Elena.
I think
that's interesting. I see that, though.
I think that definitely it can be part of it, but I think that if that was the full thing, she would be with Tyler. So, you know, because...
Why? She wants to one-up Elena now.
No, because Tyler... No, I'm saying...
She can't be with Tyler now, though.
No, what I'm saying is that Tyler and Klaus, the two people that she seriously were with, neither one turned to Elena. So I don't feel like that's the full thing, because her two most recent guys that she's had sex with are people who never looked at Elena.
No, I get that.
Yeah,
I think that in the moment now, where now she's gaining these feelings for Stefan, and Stefan and Elena are supposed to be away from each other, and they... I mean, we saw Caroline and Stefan sleeping in the car together.
No, absolutely.
And, you know, she's starting... It's like that... It's like I feel like it's a crush, and it's more so on her side, and Stefan just thinks it's so cute and wants to pamper it and all that. And I think that's dangerous for Caroline because I think she's an emotionally weak person when it comes to relationships.
Also, not to generalize, but growing up, I don't know if this happened to you, but my dad used to always be like, every guy you're friends with is going to want to sleep with you. That's the way men are. If you have a penis, they want to sleep with you. So I feel like Stefan might not necessarily take it as seriously as Caroline does. If Caroline was to have sex with Stefan, it would be over. Like, she would be like, this is it. This is
planning
who I'm spending,
wedding,
you know.
Yeah.
And he would be like, whoa, like, you know. So
the brakes. Yeah. I also humped Lexi on a whim.
Yeah, exactly. It just
with benefits. Yeah, I thought we were going that route.
Men just think differently. I think Stefan cares enough about Caroline that it's a little more serious to him, but still, it's always going to be different for men than it is for women, in my opinion. So I'm nervous Caroline will get hurt. Every time Caroline's in a relationship, I'm nervous she'll get hurt. At least vampire Caroline's a little stronger than human Caroline, because human Caroline had no backbone. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. But honestly, I don't know, though. There's something about this relationship that I don't hate. And no, I don't want them to be endgame, but in terms of each other's journeys, I don't know if it's necessarily such a bad thing right now.
All right.
Okay.
Moving on, Enzo. Enzo is up in the house.
Yeah, he's here for sure.
In the house.
And we kind of see this. It's a back-to-back scenes. We see Bonnie and Grams. And Grams comes to Bonnie and says, hello, you know you about to die, girl. You need to tell Jeremy the damn truth.
I wish we could get like...
Boom, knocks over a lamp.
Yeah. Well, first of all, crazy that they can touch things now. But I wish we could get somebody to sit down sometimes and translate the show for us because... What does it mean that the other side is crumbling and Bonnie's going to die? Like, so is the other side just going to disappear?
Yeah.
She's like, everybody's getting sucked out.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it sucked up into where the rejects go who can't even get to the other side, like Catherine Pierce.
Limbo.
Right? But
purgatory.
I'm not understanding why Bonnie's going to die. Half of her
because
is
her,
in
her
the other side.
Her sole existence is to... be the anchor that keeps the other side down. So if the other side isn't going to exist, then she has no purpose.
She gets sucked in with the other side. Whatever, half of her, I mean, if half of her gets sucked, the other half just sitting there like...
to me, it's so not certain what's going to happen that how could she be so certain if the other side disappears, she'll go with it?
I mean, it don't matter. If someone says there's going to be an earthquake tomorrow, bitch, please believe I'm going to be in my damn basement prepared.
No, absolutely. You're going to say goodbyes and whatnot, but everybody's like very positive what's going to happen. I'm just not so positive.
Wait, who's positive?
Grams and Liv and Bonnie.
Wait a minute. I'm confused. I don't think anyone's positive of it. I think Grams is like, honey, you need to come to terms with you're going to die.
Right. They're positive.
Well, how's that positive? Positive to me would be like, let's find a way to...
Not positive,
she's going to die.
I'm like, hello, we're talking about killing a character.
No, positive as in they're like at 100% about it.
Oh, yeah.
It, which is confusing to me because I'm so not 100% sure about what's going to happen. I feel like everybody should be saying... this might happen, so either find a way to fix it, or in case it does, say goodbye. But everybody's like, you're going to die.
I'm interested in this because this is mirroring the originals, the spinoff, the originals.
Are you an originals? Are you watching?
Yeah, I'm a huge originals fan. I'm a little bit behind.
Okay.
Let's catch you up. On the originals,
but
they
not
brought,
spoil.
This week they brought up the other side and that it's crumbling. And so they have witches working on it. And they acknowledge that they called Bonnie.
They're like, we talked to Mystic Falls. Yeah. But also, the way that it's affecting them over there is very different. If you guys remember from this show, there were the originals on this show and their father, Michael, who we also saw on the show. Now he is the person, like how we see Grams, they're all seeing Michael.
No, they're seeing Michael.
So it's interesting.
But Michael hasn't learned how to come
fully there. So it's different how it is affecting them. So I'm curious if we're going to see a crossover of that on this show. Are we going to get some sort of dreams or whatever? But we know that he was able to touch them. So I wasn't so surprised to see that tonight. But what's the next step after that? Being able to see somebody?
I would think so. Or being able
smell them, smell them out.
Also,
sniff those bad boys.
I'm supposed to smell like sulfur, right?
Yeah.
Is that true?
I mean, that's what I've heard.
Yeah. I'm also curious, now that we We know that Catherine was sucked, and Julie was like, goodbye, Catherine. We probably won't see you again. We saw Vicky get sucked. Does that mean when we have all these flashbacks on the 100th episode that we had, and we see a Lark, and we see all these people, does that mean we're never seeing Vicky again? Like, it, once you're sucked, are you sucked?
I would assume,
or can you be, like, blown back?
I would assume there's no blowing. I think it's sucked.
If you're sucked, you're sucked.
If you suck, you suck.
Yeah, like Vicky, why are we bringing her? What purpose would we have to bring Vicky back onto the show?
So yeah.
Why is Graham so mad then? Is she trying to stay where she is so she wants a cure to be found, or she's just mad at Bonnie for teasing Jeremy?
I think she's just mad at Bonnie for not telling Jeremy the truth. I think that she's just trying to say, Bonnie, here's what's going on. You need to tell this boy because he cares about you, and that's not cool. I think she's just being a grandma.
False hope only protects you.
Yeah.
And that was a good line. Him.
Graham scared me tonight, man.
I've always loved Graham's, but tonight she did come off a little like, oh my God, that other side doing a lot to you over there. It's a little rough over there, huh?
Yeah.
She's living that single life, we know.
It's, makes us act out. Is rough.
Would you tell me I'm single? Graham says the same thing.
All these demons on the other side, every time someone sees someone on the other side, there's only one person there. I always think that that's interesting.
Wait, say
like
it
you
over
never
time?
See like multiple people on the other side.
Well, actually, I felt like that was kind of answered in tonight's episode when only a little bit when we find out that Elena is being smothered by Enzo or drowned by Enzo, and Damon says, "Why would you be seeing a ghost? Why would a ghost be talking to you?" I feel like they have to contact you. So Graham's had to contact Bonnie. And Enzo had to contact Elena.
Okay.
So I think that there could be other things there, but they have to actively contact you.
Okay.
I'm not sure if that's the case, but...
I think they just appear.
Yeah.
Because Enzo could see, like, all of them together. He could see Caroline, Stefan, and Damon all together when they were all chatting. Like, he could see
no,
them.
No, he
could
see all of them. But
he
saying,
knows all of them.
Yeah, but I'm saying he has to contact them for them to get it back. Because
okay.
If you think about any of the times with Grams and she's talking, or if you think about all of the weird Jeremy girls that he's seen, they come to him. Like, I just think that they have to actively...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Exactly. So and also, if I was dead and a ghost, I'd be in Italy somewhere. Like, peace.
The ghost Enzo's is sitting in the room and kind of like... waiting for them to figure out what the plot is going to be and what he's really trying to do. And I really liked when someone, Stefan said to Elena, I mean, at the end of the day, she's like, what are you hoping that this is going to do? And he said, I mean, he's forgotten about Enzo before.
Yeah.
And that moment when Enzo just kind of was like, damn, I didn't think of that. Like, he did forget about me. He didn't want vengeance on me. I liked. It was kind of an interesting moment, as well as when Stefan told Damon, and he said, "Why did you lie to me?" And he said, "Because I thought you would hate me."
Yeah.
And Damon's look at him was like, "What did you think that look was?"
I think that it was cool the way Damon reacted because he was like, "I would have done the same thing." But I don't know. I just think he was like, "You should know me better than that. Like, I've done worse things." And
I think it was kind of like a, "Oh shit." Yeah, we're brothers, brotherly love. Like, okay, like, I kind of get it. Like, you didn't want to hurt me, and then, like, situation happened. But I don't know. Honestly, the whole fact that this whole Augustine thing happened and no one ever said a word, and then, like, it just came up, and Damon was like, oh, yeah, by the way, I was in captivity, and now my friend, this guy, Enzo, it just is like, what? Like, yeah, of course he forgot about you before. Like, it's insane.
It's I'm insane. Just curious.
The whole plotline is insane.
Is dead Enzo's humanity switch off, too?
It looks so. It appears so.
But then he lets Damon live because he says he can bring him back, so maybe it's not. Or do you even have a humanity switch?
I don't think it is because switched off because when he was waiting for Caroline, when Caroline went outside and she felt that moment, and then she walked
so
through and he was like,
so funny.
I thought that that would be...
I thought that would feel better. That's so funny.
I know. I don't know. I wonder if the situations were reversed because we always think the worst about Damon, that he's going to spiral out and all that. And I wonder if the situations were reversed, like Damon killing Lexi. You know, Stefan, we all think he handles situations so well. Stefan handles things worse sometimes.
So you think he'll react out?
Yeah, well, because Stefan has such a heart about so many things. Damon cares about such a small amount of things that there are more things that could hurt Stefan. And Damon's always letting Stefan down because 90% of the things Damon does are kind of shitty to Stefan, you know? But this...
Team Delano over there, huh?
Yeah, but I mean, I don't see Stefan purposely acting out on his own accord.
No, I didn't say purposely. I'm just saying he is more sensitive. You know, he moves him.
Yeah, he's definitely more sensitive, and that's why, you know, we were all surprised last week when he decided to keep this secret. Like, that's not his character. That's not who he is.
And as Damon says tonight, that's something I would do.
Yeah,
but I would have done it months ago. You know.
Yeah,
which is why Damon gets it and doesn't act out, and usually Damon would throw a fit and try to make a big scene of it, but he doesn't, and I thought that was so cool, especially when we get to the Delano moment later.
Yeah, well, I think he keeps this cool, but only because he knows that he has to go on some kind of mission to save it, to follow up the end of the deal, where he did save him and Stefan's ass. Mm. You know, like, he has to do something now.
Well, I think it was more about the end scene with him and Elena, where he said, you know, I did this as much as I wanted to rip people, break things and all this. I did this because I knew that's what you would expect me to do, and I didn't want to do that to prove that to you.
Maybe after 500 years, he's growing up. I just, I know we're not quite there yet, but I turned to Jesse. I was like, seriously? When after Enzo spares their lives and then Stefan's in the room and Damon walks in and Stefan's like, well, you really fooled him, didn't you? It's like, he's probably still there. What are you doing, Stefan? Like, why would you say that out loud? You know Enzo was there. Just sometimes.
I don't know. You got to watch your back. You never know who's looking in Mystic Falls.
Lark. Is that where they are? They're in some cabin somewhere.
Yeah, off the coast.
Same thing.
Same place.
Elena.
Maybe they're at AfterBuzz.
When she was attacked in the bathroom, that was kind of
the other side?
Sketchy situation. It reminded me of the movie. That's why they titled this What Lies Beneath. Have you ever seen the movie
That
Lies Beneath?
Yeah, of course. But also her legs were flailing like crazy because she looked ridiculous.
Yeah, she did.
So hot in the bath. Like, looked so pretty hanging there. But the and second she went under, like...
Also, did you guys think it was interesting that she called Damon's name? Why? Did she just know he was in the next room or...
I just think it's kind of like she used to always call out for Stefan because that was her man. And now it's Damon and...
So she just called out. And she said it pretty quietly. He came a running.
Damon.
And so we find out that was used as a distraction.
Mm-hmm. Because he wants to kill them all together.
Yeah. So once Damon is, you know, off saving Elena, which Enzo knew would happen, he takes that moment to run away. Luke's unprotected, snatch Luke, and go and stash him in the shed.
Mm-hmm. And Luke is gone. Marcos all of a sudden finds them because the spell has been broken. And then we get this conversation between Caroline and Elena.
Mm-hmm.
Where Caroline is upset with Elena for lying to her about it. And we get that situation of, does Caroline love Stefan? Mm-hmm. How do you guys feel about Caroline... I feel like Caroline had merit to go to Elena and be like, you lied to me. Like, I'm your best friend. Versus her going to Stefan and being like, why couldn't you tell me over Elena? Like, I know why Stefan would tell Elena over you. I don't know why Elena wouldn't tell Caroline. Yeah. That I don't.
Because it wasn't her thing to tell?
It wasn't her thing to tell. And there had been no chance for her to tell in a safe place.
Yes.
I think that Caroline is mad at Elena for another underlying reason.
Yeah,
and she was
course.
Using that to save her ass because she didn't want to admit why. When Elena's like, what are you mad about? She said that because that justifies her being upset when that's not the real reason.
Megan, you're right on the nose.
She wants that vampire D.
Yeah. It's like, it's not her business to tell. She didn't lie to her. She just didn't tell her yet.
You're absolutely
right. Like, she admitted
right.
the truth. Caroline only said, I'm mad because you lied to me. I'm your best friend. Like, she was jealous that Stefan knew, and she didn't, and that Stefan confided in her. And she used that as an excuse to save her ass.
Absolutely. but as right as I think you are, I also think Caroline knows that. Caroline is very 100%. Self-aware, and
she knows.
She, you know, this isn't something that she doesn't. She right now, as I said, she's going through something, and she, you know, when something happens and you are mad at somebody, and they literally could sit there and bite their nail, and you'd be like pissed at them for mm-hmm. it. Like they could do whatever it is, could not affect you at all, and you would be mad. Mm-hmm. Bottom line is, this was not Elena's secret to tell, and she didn't even have a chance to tell. So, of course, it's not that. So, we have to think reasonably, what else could it be? And the only thing is Stefan.
I like Stefan. I'm jealous of the camaraderie you two were having. That should have been me.
Right.
And why does every guy like you and not me?
Yeah.
Moving on, we see that the brothers find Luke chained up in the barn, which gets put on fire by Enzo.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I just got all freaked out. I just felt like things moved in here. Excuse
There's
me.
A ghost in
I
here.
I just got freaked Do you smell myself sulfur? Up from vampire. I smell a little bit of sulfur. I'm alone.
There might be a ghost.
You started
if
looking,
the lights
so
start
I started
freaking
looking.
Out, I really swore that curtain moved over there. I'm freaking myself. This movie just, this show freaked me out.
When,
excuse
season
me.
One, I was scared, and I had to watch it during the daytime. At least. I couldn't sleep at night.
Okay, at least nobody's eyeballs bled during this episode.
But I also get scared of, like, Pretty Little Liars, though. Like,
you do?
What would oh you do God. If I had
I'm a scaredy cat.
If I could make my eyeballs bleed?
Well, why would
cry.
You do that?
I would cry hysterically.
And then we couldn't be friends.
That'd be a really good prank to do to you.
And that would suck because we couldn't be friends, you know?
All right.
Back in the game. Team.
So, the
Talk
Enzo...
Talk about being single forever. No. If you can make your eyeballs bleed.
Bleeding eyeballs.
I wasn't trying
We have enough bleeding problems.
What?
I
no, I'm
I didn't
saying
want to.
That's something that would make somebody single forever if their eyeballs would bleed. You shouldn't do that.
Let's count our lucky stars.
Actually, maybe somebody's into that. That could be some cool.
I can't with you right now. Let's continue this. All
I
right.
Can't
so
with
Enzo
me.
Put lights the barn on fire. He stabs Stefan and Damon. Damon tells Stefan, save Luke, run out.
Yeah.
Why
Girl,
do...
this is a conversation for after.
No, I'm not. What?
Oh, sorry.
I
thought you were
say,
going back to the
why
blood.
Why do teenage girls travel in odd numbers? Because they just can't even. Sorry.
That's actually really
That's
cool.
a good one, right? All
right?
Teenage girls are also really scary to me.
Was that a conversation for after, Jesse?
That was a conversation.
Okay, first of all, that was
just can't even.
The most unselfish thing that Damon's done, and I
Ever?
Couldn't believe that Stefan was like even like, oh, like what do I do? Like, and then he went. I was like, I thought for sure Stefan would stay and try to help save Damon, but I honestly think that Damon thinks I can help Enzo. I can change his mind. Like, just let me talk to him. Let me talk some sense into him, and I can handle it. And, you know, he did, so props to him. And when he's been saying that this whole time, I didn't believe it because, I mean, I said last week, I didn't think their friendship was that strong or that right. big of a bond until he died, and then Damon went on this whole thing.
Well, were you mad at Stefan for leaving Damon, or did you think
yeah.
that was...
Yeah, I thought it was... I just was kind of like, well, you can't, like, not get him.
But maybe he was just so confident in his brother's ability to convince Enzo, or do you think that he thought that there was
no.
a chance if he left he would die?
I don't think he's confident in Damon's abilities for of a lot of things. Or
but
he
I think
have kept a secret from him.
In that moment, it was Luke is innocent in all of this. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, Damon looked at Stefan and was like, because what's Stefan going to do, punch a ghost? How's he really going to help Damon? And then if he helps Damon, then the innocent person had died. So for that moment, Damon... was being the hero by being selfless. Stefan had to, you know, continue out the heroic move left with the boy, and then Stefan and Enzo
right.
create
mm-hmm.
this
which
deal.
Is, exactly, Jesse, which is why that this other side thing is so dangerous because, like you're saying, what's he going to do, punch a ghost? The fact that these people can touch them and they can't react or see them back is so scary
it's
and
terrifying.
Dangerous, you know? I don't know if the next step is them both being able to interact, but if it isn't, I mean, how do you fight something you can't see or feel?
Yeah, and it's different because, you know, when the veil came down and all these people did come back.
Is that...
They...
Oh, yeah.
With Silas and everything, mm-hmm. when the veil came down, they could see them. Like, they were infiltrating the town, like, and you could see them, and they were attacking, but this is just, like, sneak attack.
Right.
Off.
Right. So what's the difference, then, with Silas coming back versus Marco coming back? Why is Marco, is he that much stronger that it's now crumbling?
Well, because the whole thing was created for Marcos.
But and so now him coming back.
Him coming out of it, now it takes that element out of the spell.
So if we somehow get him back in it.
I don't know. Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah.
So how come just us having this 38-minute conversation, we've like decided that's what we have to do in order to keep it up, but they haven't even thought of that?
Well, we definitely think they are thinking about that. Back on the other side, but
it's just about finding out how. And at how? This point, it's not even about that. It's not about playing offensively. It's about being defensive because these travelers, I mean, they just show up, and you like paralyzed and stuck. Like,
yeah, but at least you can see them. You can't do nothing.
Like, girl, I need some leave or something all the time.
Yeah, but you can. You can see them, but you don't know, like, if you're just an innocent human walking down the street, I'm sure all those bodies that we saw down there, you know, all those bodies that we saw in the caves, they are inside Mystic Fall Residence. They didn't see, like, a random coming up and just being like, oh, blah, 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 I'm in your body, you know?
Well, no, like, not even that, but, like, when Elena was outside, just outside, you know what I mean? And she couldn't even sense that they were there. They were doing the spell from so far back, and mm-hmm. I think it's because it's the number of people. And not only that, but it was Marco, so I wonder if that was even stronger.
Yeah, he's powerful.
They affected her from pretty far away.
Wait, can you guys remind me, though? So now that we have this concoction of the doppelganger blood, well, actually, they don't have enough of it. They need more. But with that concoction, they're going to all take it and be able to live somewhere.
Mm-hmm. That's
so
what
that's
they want.
What they're trying to get them for.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They want to be able to settle somewhere as a community.
And do they have to kill them or just do what I remember we talked about last week, how when Klaus was draining Elena. Are they just going to drain these people over and over?
I think it becomes that kind of a thing where they have to drain them.
And then mix
let them live and then drain them. And just kind of keep them going as a resource. So, I mean, I guess on that note, let's talk about predictions. Because, you know, we were left off at a lot of different places.
And now, you're after Buzz TV. Predictions.
I feel like the doppelganger sword, you know how we see Tyler having all these flashes and those weird things? I feel like the doppelganger sword isn't actually burnt. I feel like it's not something that could have burned to dust.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that Tyler is going to be able to flash back to where it is, and they're going to be able to go find the doppelganger sword, and there will still be at least part of it or enough of it that they can, like, use it to kill
them. Am I bugging? What was the knife?
Travelers out of the body.
Bodies.
But that's and that's what was burnt.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay, yeah, I definitely don't think that's gone anywhere.
Yeah, because they throw it in the fire, and now we just saw that Tyler had a flashback of it, so I think he's going to be able to figure out where it is, and they're going to be able to go find it, even if it is ashes or something. I think they'll be able to use
that. A witch
that.
Will be able to,
yeah.
It's kind of like the white oak stake.
Yeah.
You know, like,
there's only one left.
There's no way to kill an original. Oh, wait. There's this one tree.
That we happen to make into the board.
Yeah, that we have to
the
make
sign.
Into the
sign. Yeah.
Right. I'm scared for Tyler right now. I'm scared for him mm-hmm. for a couple reasons. Number one, because we've played with him before, putting him from Vampire Diaries to originals, not really having a spot for him. Number two, he's having these weird flashes. Number three, is somebody living inside of him. What do you guys think about Tyler's future on the show?
And number four, that they're burning the other body.
The body, yeah.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
What do you I mean,
honestly, now that he has a traveler permanently inside of his body, I think that.
But they got rid of it out of Elena's.
That's true, but
Elena
they had
has
the body.
To be on the show.
They had Catherine's body.
That's true.
I don't know. I think that he's still going to hold strong. I think that he's, you know, going to do something to help them. Even though Julian's taking over his body, maybe he will be strong and push out. But honestly, I think that Matt's going to save the day.
Tonight we saw a little different type of side.
I think that, you know, and Matt has stepped up before, but he's also digressed a little. But when he was stabbing, that was hot, and he was looking pretty confident. And I think that Matt's going to do something and save the day and bring his buddy Tyler back. And
I agree with that.
Yeah, that's what I think.
I think that that's a very good prediction, but I'm really sick of Matt not having somebody. Like, I feel like he's earned his spot on the show. I want maybe Liv, whoever, like, I want somebody to come in and sweep him off his feet. I want everybody to appreciate him.
Matt and Liv would be really cute.
Maybe something like that.
I just need that to happen so she gets away
from Jeremy. I know.
Problems. I will take Matt or Stefan. So, you guys, I'm not even
joking. If we put you on the show, then you will solve all of our problems.
Yeah. Actually, that's why I have to go.
But let me ask you, if you're on the show, are you going to continue to be a Stelena, or are you going to be a Megan? Oh, Stefan, Megan.
Yeah, well, if I'm on the show, I'm definitely going in to say, sorry, Eleni, you snooze, you'll lose. Stefan's mine.
And if you did that, she'd be like, wait, no.
No, but Stefan, remember that one time we joked about that one thing and it was Enzo and then we were at the trunk and we got wood?
I have oil on my
shirt.
Shut
up, Elena.
And when I was actually Catherine and you were like pumping my gas and then we kissed in the motel.
Yeah.
Remember when I put that red streak in my hair?
Badass. I kind of thought about doing that after she did that.
Oh, God. Where do we think it was going to happen with Bonnie?
She might. She's not going to. I don't think. Maybe.
Do you think this is Bonnie's final season?
No. I think that they're just messing with us.
Again?
I know. I know. I don't know.
Okay, and my last question, as a Delana fan, the kiss at the end, how did you feel? Because I felt like, here we go again with another Elena running into Damon kiss, and it was just like...
I didn't feel like this opened up a can of worms, because I don't think we're going to see them together next episode like that. I think, as he said, I needed it. So I had a really bad day, and I needed it.
But
that's, and I think
also
that's
him. That's also him toying with her, because he can't say, no, get away. Oh, wait, just kidding. One more kiss, and now I have to go handle some business. That is teasing. That's teasing.
I don't know. Maybe she likes that kind of teasing.
Well, Vampire Diaries, we like love the way you tease us. Make sure you guys at home.
That was such a good transition.
Hey, make sure you guys at home hit us up at AfterBuzzTV on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Tweet me at DJ Jesse J.
And you can find me on Instagram at Megan Medic or on Twitter at The Bow Wow Gal. And thank you guys for being so nice and welcoming to me.
Love, oh my God, you guys have to show her love through social media so we can keep her alive in our studio.
I'll keep tweeting.
And you can find me everywhere at Roxy Stryer.
Until next week, same time, same place. Make sure you guys tweet at Megan Medic and get her, I'm sorry, at The Bow Wow Gal.
Yeah, same thing. You'll find me.
And wish her all the best of luck. And we thank you guys for watching us. Till next week, same time, same place. Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.